Neil, I mean, you must be very proud of your side's effort tonight, because they just kept going from minute one to minute. The labour, the industry there was all there tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've said it for a long time. You know, that's one thing you can't question about the group. At times, we've lacked a little bit of hardness and ruthlessness sometimes with our kicking game or our discipline or our completions, but the integrity of the fellas and the camaraderie that they show was again typified during our third game in 7 days against, you know, Hull, Castleford and Leeds. Doesn't get much tougher than that. And then to do the second half with 12 men for 20 minutes and still hang in there and get the last score just shows what they're about. Just at time, like I said, the Sinbins obviously didn't help. As well as the Sinbins, it was last tackle penalties as well, so that doesn't help. And a couple of where we just about got a bit of pressure where we could apply, we made ours on player one, so again just kicked ourselves in the foot there. But we've just got to get a little bit of scruffiness out of our game and like I say, a little bit more brutality in our stats, and keep showing the same desire and we'll be okay.
Without trying to kind of draw you into any kind of controversial circumstances, but did you feel that your side's discipline was at fault tonight, or did you feel that you maybe got the harsh side of calls from referees at times?
Yeah, just, you know, again, we assess our performances and obviously Steve and his team will assess those, so they are what they are. There's no point complaining about it. We're not going to look back and from history, yeah, you don't get anywhere with complaining about it either, so just let it be.
You've got this difficult period in terms of the physicality of it of the last week out of the way now. You must draw a lot of kind of hope and confidence from the back of a win at Hull and a really competitive performance here at Leeds tonight.
Yeah, and I thought we were competitive on Monday, as I say. You know, the three tries in 4 minutes didn't help, but I thought for big periods there at Castleford four times over the line and didn't get the try. So I didn't think we were a million miles off there, but it's not over yet. We've only got 6 days going into Wigan. We lost to Telavere with his ankle. Matty Fleming's hobbled for 65 minutes. And we're not going to get Ben Crooks back or Adam Higson because they're both banned. So, it won't get any easier, and we'll come up against a big club in Wigan next week. But it is one big effort, and then, obviously, unfortunately, we're not in the Challenge Cup, but probably fortunately, we do get time to breathe and assess, obviously, where the players are at and get ready to just kick in for the last four or five games and into whatever eights comp we're finishing.